talk about, you know, losing momentum over the bye week. Do you notice any signs of that? Are you worried about
nope.
that? Do you think that exists?
Nope. Everybody has one, and we talked to our team before they left and made it real clear. Can you shut that door, please? Made it real clear that, you know, we weren't going to use that whole line of discussion at all. You know, Baltimore has the same bye week we do, so it makes no difference. It's going to come down to who plays best on Sunday. We've had a good week of practice so far, and, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Coach, with that said, nice to get back outside today. If anything, to work a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely want to work some in the kicking game, you know, outside in the conditions. I know that it may be windy, possibility of some rain in Baltimore for sure. So we want to get out there and work in the cooler temperatures and, you know, just handle the ball and do those things that are going to be important on Sunday. It's always been open.
Really?
Yeah, it's always been open. You know, we don't really have a, you know, like a percentage of the playbook that, you know, once it's all in, it's all in. We don't really do that. It restarts every week. I mean, that whatever we're doing against Baltimore, many of the things we haven't done, you know, to this point, some we have. It changes every week. But I think the fact that we started doing that in the spring and we did it all preseason long, all training camp, our players are just so in tune with coming in the morning and seeing, you know, a bunch of new things that we're going to go ahead and implement and try to run in the game that it doesn't really phase them anymore. So Kyle is certainly capable of running everything we have in our offense.
Josh, John Harbaugh said on Wednesday, he explained part of his philosophical shift to throwing more,
mm-hmm.
that the rules kind of ask you to, the way that, you know, the way offensive linemen are allowed to quote-unquote hold, and the way, you know, you're penalized for in the secondary for the way you cover or bump or
mm-hmm.
that the rules kind of suggest you should throw the ball more.
Are you suggesting that we do that?
Well, I'm asking if
I think there's – no, it's not part of my thinking in terms of throwing it more or running it less or I understand those points, and they're all valid. You know, you can't bump and push and all that stuff past 5 yards. And I don't know whether holding's being called less or not now, but our philosophy is going to be we're going to try to stay as balanced as we can, you know. And unless the game or the opponent dictates that we should probably go ahead and throw it a bunch more than run it, then we're going to try to go ahead and maintain that balance. Some opponents may dictate that we want to run it a whole lot more than throw it. So the rules themselves have never come into my thought process in terms of what to do to try to win.
You do believe in the passing game, though, obviously. You're not a...
Sure. I believe in both.
Yeah.
I believe in both, though. I mean, we've never wanted to go into a game and run it, you know, 14 times and throw it 50 on purpose. Sometimes I know that happens because the game may take a turn that you didn't necessarily want it to take. But I've also been involved in games where we decided to throw it, you know, every play in the first half for whatever reason. You know, and those individual games are, you know, against opponents that you determine that that's the best thing to do. So, you know, we may do that at some point, but we, you know, our balance is important to us, and giving the ball to the backs, letting the linemen run block is always an important thing when you're talking about wearing people down and trying to be effective in the second half. And plus playing in a climate that we play in, you know, you don't want to get into a habit of throwing the ball too much more than you're running it, because, you know, later in the year, December, November, you know, hopefully January, you may end up playing in cold weather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We understand. I mean, our offensive staff here, I do from the past, we understand what the rules do. And to me, I mean, if you play, you can play great pass defense in this league with the rules that you have to play under. That's a fact. You know what I mean? I mean, we can cover well without creating penalties. You know, we can pass rush without being held. You know, so, I mean, we're not going to use that as some excuse defensively. And then offensively, that year, you know, one of the things, though, that we did make sure we committed to was being able to run the ball out of the shotgun also. And we've continued to do that here. And I think most teams in the league are doing a lot of that. Baltimore does the same thing. You know, they'll run their runs from the gun. Many teams do. Most teams do. And so it's not a predictable formation, even though people look at it more as a passing formation. You know, I think defensive coordinators, they may say, all right, he's in the gun, but you still have to, you know, control your gap, play your man, set the edge in the running game, whatever it may be, because there's a lot of teams that are running the ball well from the shotgun, and I hope that, you know, we're one of them. Yeah, I understand that. I think leadership in general, I don't know if it's just one person's leadership, but Brian is obviously a phenomenal leader, one of the best I've ever been around or will be around. and I can say, you know, when we brought him here, I'd never met him until, you know, until we had an opportunity to visit. But his play style, his performance, the plays he was able to make, that was the reason we were interested. And then his leadership, obviously you'd heard about it before. I think great leadership does a few things for your team. It allows you give the locker room to the players, and they take care of that part of it. And the commitment and the way they work on a weekly basis, they're responsible for that. Even though ultimately, yeah, am I responsible to get them to? Sure, but I think when you have players like Brian and many of the other leaders we have in the locker room, you don't have to say much. And to me, it's the same thing on game day. When things aren't going right, you don't panic. You don't lose your poise. You look to them, and they look to lead. And those are the times where you really need it. And he's given it to us. Casey Wiegman's given it to us. Kyle Orton's given it to us. You know, Champ, Ronaldo Hill, Andre Davis. I mean, we have a bunch of them that do that when times aren't necessarily going, you know, our way. They step up. And it's not about making a play. It's about getting everybody to do what you're supposed to do, because that's how everybody makes plays.
Josh, what's your biggest concern or areas of concern that Baltimore kind of posed? Maybe stop this, we'll have a great
game. You know, they create a lot of explosive plays on offense. They have a lot of big play players. The quarterback's got a great arm. He's probably one of the premier deep ball throwers in football, similar to Rivers that we played a couple weeks ago. His receivers do a great job of going up and getting the ball. Heap is a challenge inside. Rice, run after catch. They do a lot of things with him in the passing game. He's their leading receiver. Big plays on offense, and then preventing turnovers. You know, we can't give them the ball. This has been historically one of the best teams in the last 5 to 6 years, 7, 8 years, of creating turnovers. And then what Baltimore does that some teams don't necessarily do is they score with them. You know, when you get the ball in Ed Reed's hand, it's a punt return. So, you know, we've got to take care of the football offensively. We have to eliminate the big plays defensively. And if we can play with them in the kicking game, which this is a very good unit in every phase, they're very sound, very disciplined, tough, fast. If we can play that, you know, to a dead heat or get an advantage in a kicking game, I think, you know, you're going to give yourself at least a chance to be competitive in the second half. Yeah. You know, we don't know. I know he didn't. I know he practiced on Wednesday. Didn't practice yesterday. We'll see today. I think today will probably be more telling. You know, if he doesn't go today, you know, maybe there's a chance he might not go on Sunday. But we're going to get ready for him. We're preparing for that you know, situation, and you know, we're looking at all their offensive linemen because, you know, we know if they've played a few of them here, and you got to be ready for all of them on Sunday.
If you hear any go, that means Mike Lewis, obviously a well-publicized rookie.
Yeah. You know, he's a good player too. You know, I mean, they got good players at multiple spots up front that can fill in, and you know, it's not going to affect our game plan too much. You know, we have our plan with what we think is best for us to do in terms of our players and our scheme against what they do, and it'll come down to who plays best.
Look at anything or much that they did on defense last year because it was so different.
We did look at a little bit of that stuff, you know, and I've looked at, you know, some more of it this week. It is different. It's definitely not quite as exotic on an every down basis. Third down certainly can become very challenging because of the schemes that they use and what they do with their players, very similar to last year. The early down stuff, not quite as exotic as Rex used. But the biggest thing is they don't have to do that. You know, they didn't have to do it in the past either. They just, you know, that's part of Rex's philosophy and things he likes to do. But this team has plenty of scheme, you know, that they're going to throw at you. But they also can stand in there and play technique and, you know, and make you beat them just playing sound football. So you do want to look at that, those kind of things, just to see if there's ever a coordinator change. How much has it changed? How drastically different is it? And in this case, it is different, but the players are the same, and those are the guys that are the problems.
Josh, you prefer to face a defense and you're laying out your game plan. How much can one guy, an impact guy like Ray Lewis, affect or impact your game plan?
One guy can affect your game plan to a degree. Definitely, you know, whether it be a Ray Lewis, an Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Haloti Ngata, Kelly Gregg. They got a bunch of them that if you don't know where they're at or if you don't take allowances for the things that they do best, you could put yourself in a situation where it's not advantageous for you. And, you know, you gotta mix that with, okay, are we being now too cautious? You know, because we're not going to play the game afraid. You know, we're going to be aggressive, and they're going to have to make some good plays. But, you know, you've got to let your players play. And you can't always play defensive in that mindset. You have to attack them, and you have to be aggressive towards what they do. And all of those players have great strengths. And you try to minimize what they do the best and then take advantage of some other things that, you know, that you may find on the defense to take advantage of.
Thank you.